Through the Puranas talk about caste by birth. Is it the Gita talking about caste by qualities and Puranas talk about caste by birth? See, let me answer this. See, the genealogy and the psychology are not entirely unrelated. Originally, the Varnashram is a division by psychology. The different people have different dispositions and accordingly they are given different engagements. Now, genealogy and psychology are not entirely disconnected. There are two reasons for this. First is, say, if in a particular family the parents are doctors, the child wants to become a doctor. Then that child, if he or she, they want to become a doctor, then as compared to other parents who are not doctors, the child of doctors has a head start. So the upbringing will be such that for them to become doctors will be much easier. It's not that automatically by being born to doctors, the child will become a doctor. That is completely wrong. So to say that somebody is born in a Brahmana family and therefore they are Brahmanas, that is like saying that. I was born to doctor parents, so I am a doctor. Well, good luck to those who go to such a doctor then. So that is wrong. But for somebody who wants to become a doctor, you know, genealogy can actually help to develop the psychological and physical skills much easier. It doesn't come automatically, but it's easier. Now add to this one more point, that we understand the soul is eternal and the soul goes from one body to another body based on its psychology. That means the subtle body, the kind of thought, the kind of desire that the soul has cultivated, that is what the soul gets a next body accordingly. And according to the Vedic understanding, when a man and the woman unite, at that time they get a child. But the kind of soul they attract as a child, that soul is basically the kind of consciousness that the parents have, that is a compatible consciousness soul they attract. So that's why if say a Brahmana and a Brahmani, they unite, a Brahmana husband and a Brahmana wife, they unite, then they are far more likely to attract a soul who is of Brahmanical consciousness. That means a person who in a previous life has more or less lived like or developed the attitude of a Brahmana. And that's why the probability of a Brahmana's child being a Brahmana is high. So both from the facility for training in this life and both from the previous predilection, previous inclination from previous lives, the chances of a Brahmana's son being a Brahmana, Brahmana's child being a Brahmana, that is high. But it is not automatic. And it is not that somebody who is born in the Shudra family cannot become a Brahmana. So this, in one sense, the genealogy, so Varna determination by birth, for Varna determination, birth is not irrelevant. Birth is fairly important. The mistake is when birth is made the only criteria. And when birth is made the only criteria, that means by birth somebody says assumed to have qualification, and just because of lack of birth, the other person is deprived of the opportunity to get the qualification also. That is where it becomes discriminatory. So sometimes in the scriptures there is mention about, you know, this was a king and his son again the next king. That was how the system was, primogeniture. But then the next king was expected to, the heir was expected to develop the training, and there were abundant facilities provided for the heir to get the training, and that's how the succession would go on. So that's how there's the relationship of Janma and Varna is there. Okay. Thank you.